Hey, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here at your daily dose of motivation and self-love. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super important: letting go of guilt and shame. I know, those are heavy words, but trust me, they are worth unpacking. You ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible backpack filled with regrets and what-ifs? Like some ancient baggage that just won't let go? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that letting go of that guilt and shame could be the key to unlocking a more empowered and fulfilling life? Think about it. How much energy do we pour into beating ourselves up over past mistakes or feeling unworthy? It's exhausting, right? And honestly, those feelings don't serve us. They hold us back from moving forward, from taking risks, from truly embracing our amazing selves. So today, we're going to talk about how to ditch that baggage, reclaim your power, and start living with more lightness and joy. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First, understand the difference between guilt and shame. Guilt is that little voice that says, "I made a mistake." It's a natural human emotion, and it can actually be helpful in guiding us towards making better choices. Shame, however, goes deeper. It whispers, "I am flawed, I'm not good enough, there's something wrong with me." It attacks your core identity and leaves you feeling broken. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a dear friend who is struggling. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on the past, focus on learning from your experiences and growing. Imagine talking to a friend going through the same thing. What would you say? Probably something encouraging, right? Now extend that same kindness to yourself. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself spiraling into guilt or shame, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often those negative voices are just exaggerations or distortions of reality. Learning to identify and challenge them is crucial for breaking free from their grip. Fourth, take responsibility without dwelling on it. It's important to acknowledge your mistakes and take ownership of your actions. But don't let that become a constant source of self-blame. Once you've acknowledged what happened, focus on making amends if necessary and moving forward with a clear intention to do better next time. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, and it allows you to release the weight of the past. Finally, celebrate your strengths and accomplishments. We often get so caught up in our imperfections that we forget to appreciate all the amazing things about ourselves. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge your talents, skills, and successes. Write them down, share them with loved ones, or simply bask in the feeling of accomplishment. You know that feeling when you finally conquer a tough challenge? That burst of pride, that sense of "I did it." We need to cultivate that feeling more often, even for everyday wins. It's a powerful reminder of your strength and resilience. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember Sarah from last week's podcast? She was stressed because she felt guilty about not being able to meet all her deadlines. She kept replaying those moments in her head, beating herself up over every missed opportunity. But then she realized that dwelling on the past wasn't helping anything. So she started practicing self-compassion, acknowledging her mistakes without letting them define her. She set realistic goals for herself and celebrated even the smallest wins. Now, Sarah is feeling more confident and empowered. She's still learning and growing, but she's no longer letting guilt and shame hold her back. So, my beautiful friends, remember this. You are worthy of love, forgiveness, and happiness. Don't let guilt and shame steal your joy. Choose to embrace self-compassion, challenge those negative thoughts, and celebrate your unique strengths. Trust me, it's a game changer. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to start letting go of guilt and shame? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message. And don't forget to subscribe to She Thrives for daily doses of motivation and self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.